272. Simon Kovchas, Yud, Yud Av. Right. Well, I don't know if we did Yud, so let's go back on Yud. I'm not sure if we did Yud. So we saw very important, the idea that we're discussing in Kovchas is Tashlumin. Again, if a person forgot, for whatever extenuating circumstances, they forgot a tefillah, so then they can make it up in the adjacent tefillah. How they do that? They daven Shmoneh Esrei twice. So the issue is, like, you get a taste of it in Yud. Again, Tov lo yispal mincha b'Shabbos. So let's say a person forgot mincha Shabbos afternoon. Mispal b'motzei Shabbos, shtayim shokol, mavdo b'rishon ve'en mavdo b'shniyah. So then, Ma'ariv, Saturday night, he'll daven Shmoneh Esrei, he'll daven two Shmoneh Esreis. And what will he do? He'll say Atachon Tanu in the first one, and not in the second one. Everybody should know this already, right? Because the first one goes for your Ma'ariv, which is Motzei Shabbos, so you say Atachon Tanu. Second one, you don't have to say Atachon Tanu, it's a makeup. It's a Tashlumin for Mincha. So again, we discussed this before, even though it's a different tefillah, but still, right? It's not a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. It's a Vachadech Shmoneh Esrei, but still, it's okay. Let's say you didn't make Havdol in the first and you made Havdol in the second. So we saw before when we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, if you do such a procedure by Rosh Chodesh, let's say you said you forgot Yalav Yavo on a day, you didn't daven on a day of Rosh Chodesh, and then the day after is not Rosh Chodesh. So Marav you daven two Shmoneh Esreis. And, or so the other way around, that if it was, right, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, you didn't daven Mincha, and so Ma'ariv, it is Mincha, it is Rosh Chodesh already, you do daven two Shmoneh Esrei. So then, if you did not say Yalav Yavo in the first, and you did say in the second, that would be a problem. So here, the same way, again, the idea is because you're showing, by doing something like that, that the first, or at least it looks like, that the first one is for the day past, and the one you're doing now, the second one is for Ma'ariv, which is you can't do. You have to do again the tefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei that you're chayav for now first. So it would seem that if you forgot Mincha on Shabbos, and then Motzei Shabbos, you did two Shmoneh Esreis, and you said you didn't say Atal Chanatan in the first, and you did in the second, that would seem to be a problem. Shnia also though, Harishon also, so that's the halacha. So again, the second one works, and the first one didn't, again, because it looks like you did it out of order. It looks like you did the obligatory one second, because you said Atal Chanatan in the second one, and it looks like you said the makeup one first. So as we saw also by Yalav Yavo, if you didn't say Atachan Tanu in neither, or you said in both, that would work. You'd be Yotze. Again, because if you didn't say it in either, you didn't say Atachan Tanu, so you have Havdalah. You have Havdalah, so you'll say Havdalah. But your Ma'ariv is okay, Shmoneh Esrei is okay. So if you didn't say it in either, so it doesn't look like, you can't tell which one was the makeup and which one was the obligatory one. So too, if you said Atal Chantan both, you can't tell which one is the makeup and which is obligatory. So that would be okay. Now before Mr. Abraham asks this question, I think I know what he's going to ask. He's going to say, yeah, but when you sneaked in on Thursday, I'm sure Mr. Abraham remembers since then, that the Mishnah Berurah brought down from Achronim, that even though all this is true, if you had in mind, is that what you're going to ask? If you had in mind, in the first Shmoneh Esrei, this is for my obligation, this is for Ma'ariv, let's say in this case. Right. And some of us are human. I don't know about you, but I am. And you know, by the time you get to Magen Avraham, you forget what day it is, right? So, believe it or not, somebody called me, or actually, Baruch Hashem, Debbie answered the phone, and I was... Erev Shabbos about 3, and the person asked, like an otherwise normal person, and happened to be on the phone with called our house and asked my wife, what day is it? You better hurry, because it's getting a little late. Anyways, so like that type of situation, so we learned before that if a person had in mind, let's say in our case, person forgot mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So it's now Maariv Motzei Shabbos. They're going to do two Shmoneh Esreis. So what they have in mind, they're going to say Havdalah on the first, and they're not going to do it on the second, and they know the halacha, fine. They get to Atal Chonei Ladam Das, and they keep on going, right? So he's calling yeshiva automatic pilot, right? Unfortunately, it's a terrible thing, right? But you just keep on going. Then they take three sessions and go, hey, Vay, what did I do? I forgot Atal Chonei Tano. So the natural reaction would be, no, I got another Shmoneh Esrei. So I'll say in that one. Can't hide it. That's what you would think. All right, so they forget the rule, right? That it looks like you're doing the obligatory 1 second. So what they do, they go back, but they had in mind the first one would be for Maariv, and the second one would be the makeup. Is that what you're asking? So the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings it down that, as Mr. Abraham says, in other words, if a person had in mind that the first one was for Maariv, and they messed it up. Whatever case, like today's case, they forgot to say Atachlan Tanu. In last week's case, they forgot to say Yala V'Yavo. And then the second one, they say whatever the insertion is, but they had in mind the first one's from what I'm chayav for now, the second one is the makeup. No, so no matter what dipsy doodle they did in it, they're yotze. Okay. They're yotze. So that talk of the Mishnah Berurah does bring that down. But the cases we're talking about that it looks funny is you just dab it. Right? You just dab it. You didn't have anything specific there.
The Chafetz Chaim understands the Ramah?
Correct. That's the case. That's the way the Achronim, I don't know if they learned it, but that's the way they paskin. That there's this override that if you had a positive kavana, that the first one is for my chiyuv, and my second one is for my makeup, so even if you botch it, and it looks like the other way around, but still, you're yotze. Okay. I was hoping to finish Kuf Kasei, but it looks like I'm not going to make it. Let's just introduce you to Aleph. Now we've been talking about...
Can I just ask a general question? This Tashlum, if someone's Shliach Zibor, can they use...
Yeah, we saw that before.
They can
right. The second one, their out loud one, they can use as the makeup. Yeah. The repetition... As we say, it could be used as your makeup. Yeah.
Even though there's
see all these people running up to want to be in chazan. That's right. That's right. We talked about that. That was back there somewhere. It was there. Yudav. Now here we've been until now we've been talking about that somebody made somebody didn't daven. He didn't daven. Didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. They didn't daven mincha Shabbos afternoon. Whatever the case may be. You know, a little different tweak, and that is ta'a b'mincha shel Shabbos. Let's say someone made a mistake. They daven mincha. But, v'yispal yurches, they didn't daven mincha Shabbos. They did all 19 brachas. Right? You're talking about automatic pilot, right? V'lochis kish Shabbos, and they didn't say bracha to Hashem v'kadesh Shabbos. They didn't say that elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. They didn't say it. So now, what would you say? Mispalabu motzei Shabbos shtayim. So he didn't daven, right? He made a mistake. So what does he do? So the Mechaber says, so motzei Shabbos, he davens two Shmoneh Esreis. Veino mavdo b'shnia, and as you could probably figure, in the second one, it's like a makeup. Now again, this is a little different. You daven, but you daven wrong. Not like you didn't daven wrong. You daven, but you daven wrong. So the Machaber says, so Motzei Shabbos, you do a makeup. Second one will be the makeup, as you probably figure by now. And then he says, V'yispal also b'Toras Nedava, but you should have the second one in mind as Toras Nedava. Everybody knows what that means, like a donation, and we know all the ramifications of that. You have to sit, well, we'll see. Ve'en atzarech l'chadesh b'davar. Next page. And you don't have to come up with a chidesh, which is a new idea in your davening. We discussed that before. Now again, usually that's a part of Tefillas Nedavos, you have to say something new, you have to come up with something new. So we discussed that before. You don't have to in this case. Just dive into Shmoneh Esreis, but the second one has to be in the Nedava. Now, yeah, okay. We said, learn before, Taras Nedava, if you dominate Taras Nedava, not Tashlumin, but Taras Nedava, you have to have Kavanah, you have to stay focused in every single word of Shemoneh Esrei, right? That's the big cheese there. V'hu adina im lo hiske yalav yavo, v'mincha shal Rosh Chodesh, and the same thing would apply, he didn't say yalav yavo. So, mincha Rosh Chodesh, so then, you could daven Maariv twice. Okay, so in Mirza Shem tomorrow, we'll see if the Mishnah Berurah agrees with this. We'll talk about that. And then hopefully tomorrow also we'll get into a very interesting, your base, very famous halacha. Okay, and we'll get into that in Kochas, and that is, what happens if a person made a mistake in davening? This happens every once in a while. In other words, you thought it was Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Or you said Atachan Tanu. Only one problem, it's Sunday. Right? You know, something like that. You added an insertion. Zochreinu L'chaim. Right? So the Hashkama meeting, we talked about that, you know, the middle of the year, Rosh Hashanah used to remind us, tell me about, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming. So you really took that to heart. So you said Zochreinu L'chaim, you know, we're in Tevis, and you said Zochreinu L'chaim. So now the question is, did that blow your Shemoneh Esrei? Is that considered like, now that was in being in base in Mirza Shem, we'll get that hopefully, maybe tomorrow in Mirza Shem also.